totally different, a totally different experience from anything we've had. Last year we had so many challenges along the way, just supporting each other and, you know, everything from, you know, taking care of your accommodation and your transport and booking all your hotels and, you know, when you're at the race, all the mechanical side and the feeding side during the race, and some of the last minute race dresses. So this, yeah, everything is taken care of, and it's been made a huge difference to focusing on what we have to do, just racing and training.
Tell me a little bit about that. What are the sort of things that you don't have to do for yourself this year that make your life a lot easier?
Yeah, so I mean, for an event like the World Cup, you know, when they're in Europe, we drive ourselves there from our home base in Switzerland, but we don't have to book any of our accommodation. You know, when we arrive, the tent set up, and then our bikes are all good and ready to go, clean, washed, and perfectly tuned. So all week we'll go riding in the mud or whatever, and you know, the next day they'll be washed and cleaned and ready to go again. In the afternoon, we have a massage, and then come race day, we don't have to make our bottles. Yeah, we don't have to do anything. All we have to do is turn up, do our warm-up, and then get on the start line.
And do perhaps the most important thing, which is, you know, race and hopefully win. Beck, what does it feel like to win a World Cup?
Yeah, it was pretty unbelievable for me. It was, my season goal was just to win a World Cup. Honestly, I didn't expect to win the first one. I didn't really know how my form was going to be. So to win with a pretty good margin was quite unbelievable. And then, yeah, obviously for Dan to win, it was a crazy weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, what were you thinking as you went into the weekend? I mean, knowing that you were on the podium quite a lot last year, and in the under-23s, of course, the riders who turn 23 move on, you know, eventually you'll graduate up to the top of the heap, and you're getting up that way, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in my last year under-23, but I didn't know what to think going into the weekend. Obviously, I wanted a podium, and I think there are a lot of people that were expecting me or thinking that I could win or believing that I could win. But, you know, I didn't think so. There was, you know, talk of how are you going to spray the champagne and, you know, silly things like this. But, yeah, I just wanted to go in and sort of see where I would stand compared to the rest of the riders to get an idea of... you know, my weaknesses and what I need to work on for the rest of the season.
I guess a lot of people in Canberra know Mount Stromlo fairly well in terms of riding. Now, the Abstad course in Germany looked really steep and treacherous. How would you compare the two?
Yeah, I guess they're totally different courses, and that's the beauty of mountain biking. You know, they're both world-class courses, and they're so different from each other. So... yeah, Stromlo, there is some really steep pinches in Stromlo as well, but generally you don't get a lot of vertical meters. But Albstadt was just so steep and so unforgiving, and even the descents were so steep you could never rest or recover. So I think, you know, the men's race showed that it was survival of the fittest, and that happened to me. It would be both me and Dan on the day.
A couple of days away from the race in the Czech Republic, your next race is coming up. What's going through your mind now that you're wearing the leader's jersey and wearing the number one plate? That's, you know, putting you well and truly with a target on your back.
Yeah, that's right. It's really cool. I mean, this team, to explain how professional it is, they already have those leader's jerseys pre-made up with the sponsors on it, which is pretty crazy for us, and I'm so glad I didn't know about that before I started last weekend. But yeah, coming into this race, I mean, the goals are still the same for me, to keep getting some podium results, and obviously the long season goal would be to hang on to the jersey by the end. That would be the ultimate. Last year I was second, so it's not unrealistic, but yeah, just to take each race one at a time and do the best I can. I mean, since Albstadt I haven't had the ultimate preparation. I've been battling a bit of a cold, but I'm starting to feel better, so I hope that it'll be all gone by the weekend. But I'm having extra rest, which can't do me any harm. In recovering between the events, so I think this will be a good race. It's a really good course for me.
Beck, there's an expression in mountain biking that says big races are won by big riders, and you're beginning to win some very, very big races.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. I haven't changed anything with my training. I mean, the diet's tightened up and everything, but it's cool to be one of those people that can win at the highest level.